Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kamakailan lang ay pinangalanan na ang COVID-19 hotspot sa Victoria, kabilang sa listahan ng Brimbank, kung saan magsasampung taon ng residente ang government staff na si Dino Medina. Kwento ni Dino, masaya siyang nakakapagtrabaho sa opisina kaya hindi daw niya inaasahan na magiging mabilis ang aksyon para sabihan siyang work from home na agad-agad matapos matunton na sa isang COVID hotspot siya nakatira.
The very first call I got was from my director saying you were identified as, you know, living in suburbs, so you are directed to work from home effective from tomorrow. So, ayun, nagpack agad ng computer, tapos nag-taxi, umuwi na, ganun lang.
Aniya, mabilis ang pangyayari, bagay na hindi raw napaghandaan, pati na rin ang reaksyon at pagtatanong ng mga katrabaho.
Gano'ng kakalayo from killer down? So, gano'ng kakalayo dun sa mga school, so yung mga anak mo sa nag-aaral? So, you get, you know, yung mga tanong na gano'ng parang bang nakaka-intimidate din.
Bagamat tanggap ni Dino na kaligtasan ng mga katrabaho ang nakataya, hindi maiiwasang madismaya dahil kung siya ang papipiliin, mas gusto niyang magtrabaho mula sa opisina.
Sanahan ko ba o gusto ko pa rin mag-work from a normal office environment? I want to travel. I can travel. I'm healthy. I'm being responsible for a long time since this COVID, you know, outbreak happened. So, bakit ako kailangang mag-work from home? So, yung mga ganun bang naisip ko lang na parang hindi rin fair.
Isa lang si Dino sa mga residente ng COVID-19 hotspots na marahil ay nakakaranas ng stigma. Hindi naman maiwasan ang pag-aalala ng iba, gaya na lang ng mom of two at nagdadalang tao na si Honey Chua, nang mabalita ang may toddler na nagpositibo sa childcare na pinapasukan ng isa sa kanyang mga anak. Sa reservoir nakatira si Honey na tinuturing rin na hotspot. Mabuti na lang raw at nataon na hindi nagsabay sa pagpasok ang kanyang anak at ang batang nagpositibo. Pero abot-abot pa rin ang pag-aalala.
So when I heard from one of the moms, she said, oh, I received a text. Did you get one? I said, no. And they just shut down the center on Monday because there's a possible case. Mm-hmm. So immediately I thought, okay, it's an adult. It's a teacher. But then later on during that day, they then announced in the news that it was a toddler. So obviously I was really concerned. We've always said everything is close to home in terms of this, the virus is going around. But last Monday just hit home. And I said, okay, well, I'm not taking the kids to school.
Nagpa siyang mag-long service leave si Honey dahil matumal naman ang trabaho sa recruitment agency kung saan siya empleyado. Kwento niya, panatag ang loob niyang manatili na lang sa bahay para alagaan ang mga bata bago siya manganak sa Agosto. Ang diskarte, tila ba balik lockdown lang ang kilos nila ng pamilya.
Routine-wise, it's just, yeah, no going out. We did online, you know, like supermarket delivery again. But apart from that, I guess, you know, in terms of the hygiene practices, with taking a shower, if we've gone outside, you know, just even outside or anything like that, you know, make sure wash hands and everything else.
Para makasiguro, sumailalim sa COVID test si Honey. Negatibo ang resulta, kaya kalmante sa ngayon. At sakaling mauwi raw sa lockdown ng mga naturang hotspots.
If there was one to happen now, I would feel somewhat more safer, not just for our family, but for the rest of the community. It's a practice that we've done before. There's lots of, I guess there's a lot of downside to it with the economy, but at the end of the day, it's going to affect it anyway. If then, you know, a lot of people will pass it on continuously. So I don't have a problem with that.
Wala ring problema kay Dino sakaling katukin ng mga otoridad sa bahay para sumailalim sa COVID test.
I guess kung we have to do what we have to do as responsible citizens. I think that kahit pakiramdam ko healthy ako, wala naman siguro mawawala kung if I get tested. So, no problems with that.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.